Concours Agricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 25. Young immigrant activists cast a wider net. After a boisterous three-day congress in Kansas City, Missouri, more than 600 leaders of a national movement of young immigrants living in the country without legal papers voted to expand beyond their past demands for citizenship for young people and to mobilize in support of a bill to legalize 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States. The leaders of the United We Dream Network, the largest organization of Jews here illegally, decided to push President Obama and Congress next year for legislation to open a path to citizenship for them and their families. The move will increase pressure on Mr. Obama and lawmakers to pass a comprehensive overhaul, rather than taking on the debate over immigration in smaller pieces, to try to gain more support among Republicans. The network's platform, calling for an inclusive pathway to citizenship, which the leaders adopted unanimously in a vote on Sunday morning, is likely to have a large influence on the debate Mr. Obama said he planned to kick off soon after his inauguration in January. The young people, who call themselves Dreamers, generally attract more sympathy from American voters than other immigrants here illegally, because most were brought to the country as children and many became activists after their illegal status thwarted their plans for college. They take their name from the DREAM Act, a bill that would create a pathway to citizenship for young people, which lawmakers on both sides of the aisle view as having a better chance than broader legalization measures. This year, several Republicans, including Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, worked on alternative proposals that could attract support from their party. An estimated 1.7 million young immigrants would be eligible for legal status under the DREAM Act. But the youths opted to fight for broader gains, concluding that events were working in their favor after the November 6 election, when Latino voters turned out in large numbers, overwhelmingly in favor of Mr. Obama. Their decision to push for legal status for their families was intensely emotional. When they were asked at a plenary session how many had been separated by deportation from a parent or other close family member, hundreds of hands went up. They were critical of Mr. Obama for deporting more than 1.4 million people during his first term. Network leaders said that the election results, in which Mitt Romney won only 27% of the Latino vote, give them new influence with both parties, but particularly with Republicans. The Republican Party alienated Latino voters in ways they hadn't done before, said Lorella Pirelli, a leader of the United We Dream organization. Our leverage is that our community is growing, Ms. Pirelli said. She suggested that young immigrants ask Republicans, "Do you want your party to see the inside of the White House again?"